from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I wish Trevor Penning went to the Colts just so I could hear Seth rant about him twice a year. Nut in Clear Lake just sent that in. Seth will rant about Trevor Penning. He doesn't need to be in the AFC South. I wish he were in the AFC South. That would be fantastic if he were playing right tackle for any of those
awesome.
3 teams.
Just even for my ranting aside, it would be awesome because it would be 2 times the feast per year.
Yes. Yes.
It would be basically Will Anderson and people arguing about whether he should be all pro or not. And people would be like, well, yeah, but he gets to go against Trevor Penning twice a year.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, I know. But, hey, that's the way it works. That's what, you know, works. Back in the day, you know, all the great ones have their little whipping boy.
Dude,
and
JJ,
that would be Trevor Penning.
J.J. Yeah. Watt feasted on this division for years.
Yeah,
like J.J.'s prime was right when all the, other than Indianapolis, because Andrew Luck was around, like Tennessee and Jacksonville were trash when J.J. was winning those awards, man.
It helped, too, that there was a stretch of like 2 Jaguars coaches in a row, I can't remember which ones, that decided to leave bad offensive tackles alone on J.J. It was so weird, because you'd go and you play, remember J.J. when he was wearing a club on his hand? Because he'd broken his hand or his wrist or something.
Yeah, 2015.
And they played the Patriots. And, like, J.J. clearly wasn't himself because of that club on his hand. Yeah. But the Patriots still put 6 hands on him every play in the first half. They were like, nope, we're not gonna mess around with it. We're going to take care of the greatest threat. That's what Belichick was awesome sometimes with his simplicity, where he would just like, no, we're going to address the greatest threat on the other team, exploit always their biggest weakness, and figure out a way to do it. And then you'd go, so you'd do that against the Patriots, and then you'd go play the Jags, and the Jags were like, we're gonna see how, they had that really bad offensive tackle there, yeah.
The Jags, J.J. won his 3 Defensive Player of the Year awards in 2012, 2014, and 2015. In 2012, that was the 1-year tenure of Mike Mularkey in Jacksonville. But the one you're definitely thinking of, Seth, because he was the coach in 2013, 14, and 15, would have been... is it Gus Bradley?
Gus probably.
Bradley. Yeah, it was last name Bradley. It's Gus Bradley, right?
And it was because it was, what year was Bradley?
2013 through 15.
Because it was Luke Jokel. Jokel was the offensive tackle who ended up being a bust.
Giggum.
And like they were like, yeah, let's put our bad rookie tackle one-on-one with J.J. Watt. Dude. Because that way we'll be more receivers on routes. So our...
Jokel was our number 2 overall pick.
Tear him up.
He was a number 2 overall pick. So Sigmund Bloom... who is, he's kind of like a fantasy football, you know, he lives in that world as far as NFL experts go, tweeted this yesterday. Texans definitely have the best 7 deep wide receiver depth chart. A good team for Minnesota, Detroit, Philadelphia, or Washington to call. That's what he tweeted. And I obviously called to try to make a deal of some sort. And I'm curious, and those are interesting teams because I look at all those teams. Well, maybe not Washington as much, but well, Washington's got a pretty good receiver room with Terry McLaurin there and the Dotson kid. Well, but like Minnesota, yeah. Detroit, and Philadelphia have good wide receiver rooms.
Well, I think probably what they're thinking is the rationale might be a guy like Xavier Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Is like he's not your number one X receiver or anything like that. He's not going to be the biggest receiving threat, but he's really good underneath. He has a feel for, you know, where like good route running, understanding the timing of the rhythm of the offense. So he's a really good complementary piece.
Might be a good three like, or four.
Yeah. Likewise with Noah Brown, yeah. Same thing. Like, okay. A.J. Brown's going to create a whole lot of headaches for the defense. And meanwhile, Noah Brown, we saw that last year. Even when Tank Dell was injured, you know, Noah Brown has a good feel for where to get into the soft spots of the defense. So that's the guys we're talking about. We're talking about Robert Woods, Noah Brown, Xavier Hutchinson, I think are your most tradable assets right now.
Yeah.
And they've shown what they can do as a complementary piece.
If you,
Robert Woods, you know, like that's where Robert Woods is in his career. He's a complementary piece.
Yeah, Robert Woods, Xavier Hutchinson, John Metchie, Ben Skowronek is in that room.
I don't put John Metchie onto those teams because I don't think they look at him as a proven, dependable receiver.
Metchie would be like a Carolina or something like that.
Yeah, like where they want to maybe swing on some upside. Yeah. This isn't the year that we're pushing for a Super Bowl victory or anything, but we like his upside.
Yeah.
I think that's where John Metchie ends up going.
If
I'm a good team, if I'm Minnesota, Detroit, Philadelphia, or whatever Washington is, like with their wide receivers, I would say, give me Xavier Hutchinson or Noah Brown before John Metchie.
Or Robert Woods.
Yeah, or Robert Woods, because obviously he's not a developmental
Who would you call? If you were a GM of one of those teams, and that's, you know, if you view all those guys as being sort of objects in the same aisle, so to speak, at the grocery store, who's your preference? Does it depend on the team, or do you like one of those guys in particular, regardless of the situation?
I think Xavier Hutchinson, because of his age.
Yeah.
You know, and just still the upside of, okay, him being in an offense with a lot of other guys around him consistently, that maybe we can get the most out of him.
Yeah. It's a big. I'm excited to see these receivers on Saturday, man. To see them tomorrow, it's a big position battle for this team.
And this is the Giants are going to play their starters probably for the whole first half.
Yeah.
So this is close as we get to old school preseason football, when you know you could see your starters out there for a full half or so. I don't know what do you think happens if C.J. Stroud has. If the first two drives go really well, do you think they keep him out there? Or do you think that's it?
You're reading my mind. I was about to ask you the same thing. How much do you want to see C.J. Stroud tomorrow? If they get two touchdown drives on the first two drives of the game, the Texans, take him out. I don't need to see any more, you know?
I think I wonder how much Daniel Jones ends up playing. Because, I mean, even as we saw Joe Shane openly saying, the GM of the Giants openly saying on Hard Knocks, is that they've got to figure out what they have in this quarterback. That I paid myself.
Yeah.
That's the whole funny thing about that whole series. It's like, that's a big honking object that you're not talking about. It's like, yeah, dude, you're the guy telling me we have to figure out what we have in Daniel Jones. You paid Daniel Jones. And now we're getting around to when we're going to figure out what we have with him. All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. It's.
I got a credit to Joe Shane, man. I don't know how hard it is to pull the wool over John Mara's eyes, the owner, but he's doing a good job of doing it, man. He's doing a good job of doing it.
Where are we at with Saquon? Where are we at?
Ben, can you play the John Mara audio?
Yeah, find that, Ben. Yeah, well,
you don't have to do it right this moment.
Ben had it pulled up.
Saquon thing.
I just got a text that Chicago's driving the price up and Philly's out. I don't know if that's true or not.
Hmm.
Which I don't know if I'll make a couple calls. I don't even know if that's gonna happen, but.
I'm going to have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia. I'll tell you that. As I've told you, just being up. I have been around enough players. But he's the most popular player we have by far.
Yeah.
Because you should make decisions based on the popularity of the player.
How many voicemails does Joe Shane have? From John Mara at 3 a.m. I just want you to know I'm not sleeping well. I told you I wouldn't sleep well. I can't even take any of my afternoon naps anymore. I tried to take my afternoon siesta. That's what my wife calls them. And I couldn't do it. Just wanted you to know. I told you this is what would happen.
Man, yeah, I tried a little bit. I was, you know, I thought I was doing good a little bit.
Okay, that's...
Who's that?
That's Aziz Alshire. That's Aziz Alshire impersonating Henry Toa Toa. Okay, Ben, let's do the tail of the tape here. Okay, just play a lick, just a little snippet of Mara at the beginning of that cut.
What's the latest? Just on the Saquon thing.
Now Toa Toa.
Man, yeah, I tried a little bit. I was, you know, I thought I was doing good a little bit.
Okay, now I need
That's
Aziz.
That's Nixon impersonating Toa Toa.
Yeah. No, it's Aziz Alshire.
Or Alshire impersonating Toa Toa.
Impersonating Toa Toa. Yeah. Now I need Aziz Alshire to impersonate John Mara. Oh, that's
so
good.
Everybody, I read all these studies about how important sleep is. It's just health is wealth, as they say. And I've been sleepless in New Jersey,
dude,
this whole time.
If that were your owner, man. If that were your owner. I think you might have seen Mixon's name here in a text on the text page, is why he was on your brain. Said,
don't make any excuses for me, Sean.
Just tuned in.
I botched it.
Just tuned in, fellas. Did you guys touch on Mixon being ranked the number 27 running back in the NFL? I don't know who's – you got to tell us whose rankings that is. It's like looking over our shoulder because there are rankings that I've had in the rundown from NFL.com the last couple days that we didn't get to. But Mixon is rated 21st by Maurice Jones-Drew, actually. Okay, well, if you're looking to hate Maurice Jones-Drew, Texan fans, 21st for Mixon. And yet I look at this list, and I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of good running backs right now in the league.
A lot of good running backs in the league these days.
Yeah.
Which is frustrating because you can't do a damn thing with any of them.
Right.
None of them are going to get paid.
Yeah.
None of them can be relied upon to be durable on into old age, except for a few of them. But nobody knows who.
Yeah.
Which ones.
I don't really...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I care about Mixon.
Putting Travis Etienne, I feel like this is a little bit of a homer play by Maurice Jones-Drew. He has Etienne 14th.
Okay.
And I've not seen that out of Etienne yet.
Yeah.
He's had some flashes here. He did some nice things as a receiver versus the Texans last year. But I couldn't in good conscience put him above Joe Mixon or Aaron Jones or any of these other guys.
Yeah. Mixon at 21st. Now, the funny thing to me about this list, cue up John Mara again, Ben. Guess who's 32 out of 32, Seth?
Saquon?
No. Devin Singletary.
Oh, okay.
Saquon's
okay.
Replacement in New York is rated by Maurice Jones-Drew as the worst of the 32 starting running backs. Poor John.
What's the latest? It's on the Saquon thing.
Okay, as far as Maurice Jones-Drew's list here,
yeah.
Why are these NFL.com lists so bad sometimes?
What do you mean?
Or am I wrong in thinking that Nick Chubb is better than the 27th best running
back? That surprised me, too, because he's like top 5 in every other ranking I've seen this year.
Just because he's coming off of injury?
Gotta be,
I
right?
guess.
Gotta
I
be.
Mean, just, yeah.
Let me read the paragraph. Chubb has regularly positioned himself near the top of the charts. He ranks second in the NFL with 6,500 rushing yards since entering the league in 2018. And that's with losing last season to a knee injury he suffered in week two. How quickly can he return to elite form? Can Chubb help Cleveland's rushing attack get back to being one of the league's best? There are some unknowns here, which is why he's ranked so low in this space. So that's why.
I can't buy that.
27.
Especially, what was his injury, ACL?
Yeah.
It was without complications or anything, right. Which, yes, I understand that. But even if he was, not 100%, he's still way better than 20. Some of those 26 guys listed in front of him on this list.
He had an ACL in college, and he got drafted and became one of the best running backs in football.
Wait, where's Joe Mixon? What number is he?
21.
21?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, Austin Eckler's 28th on here. Yeah. Austin Eckler just is not that guy anymore. Yeah. I wouldn't even put him in that high. So
He's got Mixon behind Pacheco and Gus Edwards and Kenneth Walker III, Najee Harris, who they didn't exercise the fifth-year option on, Rashad White. Mixon, someone show this list to Mixon so he can get angry about it, please. Sometime between now and September the 8th. Don't do it today. I don't want him to forget about it. Someone just hold it handy. If you're listening in the Texans building, we need you to show this list from Maurice Jones-Drew to Joe Mixon before the opener against the Colts. All right, speaking of the Texans, we'll get you ready for this weekend. Players to watch this weekend, things you need to know this weekend about the game. We'll hear more from Azeez Al-Shire between now and the end of the show as well. That is coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.